Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Today, actress and author Tamara Mori Housley opens up in a personal new project. Plus, meet the TikTok doc whose popular beauty tweakments have attracted millions on social media. And our pal Justin Sylvester has the inside scoop on the big celebs everybody's talking about today.
It's okay. It's Today with Hoda and Jenna. It all starts right now.
So get up.
So get up. Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday. It's October the 5th.
It sure is. And look who's wearing a little pleather.
Little brown pleather. I have to say, I walked in my dressing room, and I know my dresses because they're the same ones. And then there was one hanging, and it said, from Jenna. And you know what I did? This is what I do when my mom gets me a dress. I don't even try it on. It's just time for air. And I said, I'm going to get dressed now with that intention.
That's a lot of trust.
I put that on and and it fits.
That's
so thank
a
you.
Lot of
and
trust.
This number is fine.
Honestly,
like wine.
Hoda and leather is a whole moment. It's a whole thing.
You said
thing.
It's pleather?
Well, I don't know if it's okay. Leather or pleather, but whatever, you're looking okay. Hot.
All right. So a lot of people yesterday, and this happened actually right when our show was on the air, that we learned that Loretta Lynn, who's a country legend, passed away at the age of 90. And you know, it's funny. She's been here on the Plaza and she sung here for us, which was so memorable and beautiful. But not everyone had a chance to actually sit with her in her house with her family.
Yes.
But you actually had a chance to do that
over your career
a couple of times.
I mean, I did several times and I was so happy and honored. Like it felt the first time I think was like right when I started here.
Yeah.
You were so, like, you know, multiple 10 years ago plus. And I remember when they said, do you want to interview Loretta Lynn? As like a Texas girl growing up where country music was kind of our thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. You know, what I loved is like she was this modern woman in many ways. She lived this very interesting life. You know, she spoke very openly about her hardship. She, her husband's infidelity. She talked about their relationship woes. She also talked about the fact that she loved him despite
of
all of that.
Yeah.
You know, she wrote, she said to me in one interview, I write what other women are thinking and sometimes scared to say. Mm. So she was this revolutionary for women in, in a time where in the 60s and 70s where women weren't talking about birth control and and divorce and things, sex and things that, you know, that other women thought or talked about to their friends. She sat down and she wrote it.
I think Martina McBride said she had no filter.
Yeah.
What she thought, she said.
Yes.
She had that. And you did talk about her kind of had her relationship with her husband was was described in many different ways.
Yes.
There's a 60 Minutes that is very just jarring to watch. But she has a song that's titled, I Miss Being Mrs. Tonight, after he passed away of complications from diabetes, her longtime husband. But I miss being Mrs. Tonight. I think there are so many people who know that feeling. What does that feel like? You've always been part of a pair. And he was someone who she described him as a father figure and a husband.
Yeah.
Like he was all of those things to her.
The other thing that she was, I mean, she was a legend. She was an icon. She was a songwriter, a woman songwriter, really before women wrote songs in country music. So she was so much in the music world, but she was also funny.
Yeah.
And funny in a way that would just sort of take your breath away. One time when I was interviewing her, I walked up and I hugged her and she goes, and she would cuss. You know, I loved it. She had that kind of gritty.
She
would go, oh, blank girl, you scared me. And she taught me that we saw a little piece where she was teaching me to play the guitar. And I said this earlier, but she goes, okay, now Jenna, move. You're terrible at this. Now use your middle finger. And I said, well, Miss Loretta, I've used it before. She goes, that's why I'm telling you to use it. It's strong. Use it.
It's strong.
And she just was very funny. And, you know, all her Every time I was with her, her children and grandchildren were surrounding
That's
her. You know,
cool.
She has grown grandchildren
yeah.
around my age who also sang with her and loved her. And one of her granddaughters said, you know, she just believed in Jesus fiercely. Mm. She felt like there was heaven. She was her faith was very strong, and she could not wait to be reunited with her mom and her dad. She'd lost a child and her husband, who he loved. There was this, I'll show this Marshall Ramsey cartoon. I don't know if you saw it, that I just saw that I loved, which is, if y'all can zoom in, it says, I was a queen of a country. It has Queen Elizabeth, and next to it, it has Loretta saying, I was queen of country.
Oh.
And I just loved
that. Oh, I love that.
That cartoon.
That's so beautiful.
But anyway, the world is missing her today.
Oh, indeed. All right, speaking of beautiful music and joy, actually, Jimmy Fallon had some fun yesterday, y'all. He turned his whole show into a themey show, a retro throwback. It was like a special edition. He threw it all back to
the 80s.
I mean, check it. Okay, so he opened up with a montage of Flashdance. Jimmy singing full on. He's got a great voice.
He really does. And he can dance. I mean, like, at first I thought that was a body double doing those moves.
That's him. And then Jennifer Beal was on the show. And there were so many cool. Look at him. And then he gets splashed. Oh,
my gosh.
Oh my God, that was so cool. I love Jimmy. Jimmy has it. Man.
Yeah, he does.
He's got it.
You know what Jimmy does is he has fun. Mm. Like, can't you imagine being at a costume party with him?
Yes.
I love a costume,
you
know.
Yeah, yes, I do.
I feel I'm actually very excited about my Halloween costume.
I know.
Do you know it?
I know exactly.
I'm really excited about it.
I'm actually more excited for you than anyone on the staff.
Are you excited for you?
Yeah. Well, yes, I am excited for me, but I'm super excited for you.
Okay. Well, anyway,
don't you feel like Jimmy
would be a fun sort of party? Oh, I liked that. I feel like the leather just brought out the sleigh in you.
It did?
Yeah. Like the leather
keep
made
sending dresses.
I'm going to keep sending them.
All right, guys, there's somebody on TikTok who is turning the joint upside down.
Oh my gosh.
Her name is Barbara Costello. You know her. Brunch with Babs. Everybody knows her. Okay. So one of the great debates in life is how do you load the dishwasher? Real quick. Does Henry know how to load the dishwasher?
No.
Do you load it differently than Henry?
Probably.
Do you stack everything up?
Sort of.
Okay. Do you put the forks together and the knife together?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
Girl, I jam it and shut it and hit start. And if I open it and it's not all the way great, I put it on short cycle.
And let me guess, all the cabinet doors are open and you're hitting your head as you do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Let's watch this video. Are we watching it? I hope
Shelf,
so.
All your dishes should face the center so the spray arm can really get every piece clean. Don't rinse. Not only will you save water, but the detergent will have something to adhere to.
Small bowls on top, don't overlap. Any bulky utensils, just nestle between the bowls and cups.
Babs, come out and say hey.
Babs, girls, how are you?
Babs, you don't rinse plates?
That seems
like... Because isn't that exciting? Us. You have more time.
Okay, why?
Because, first of all, you'd be wasting water, wasting energy, and if you wash your dishes before they go into the dishwasher, the detergent has nothing to adhere to, and it really is kind of defeating the whole purpose of a dishwasher.
You've been doing it right all along.
You're right.
Okay, you are a pace setter.
Let's talk about all the utensils.
Cutlery. Yes, here I just happen to have a few knives, spoons, and forks. And now everyone, again, has their own unique way of
loading. What's your way? Tell us.
My way is the knives always go down.
Down.
Why? So you don't want to cut yourself?
Yeah, just because of safety, you know?
But does that get that clean enough down in there?
Yeah, it will. All those jets and everything kind of
goes through it.
Okay. That'd be good.
Okay, what about forks and spoons?
I like to kind of, I like to kind of keep the knives and spoons
separately.
Together, but I kind of vary them.
Why?
So they don't kind of spoon.
They don't spoon.
And then it won't
get stuck.
You need to have them, like, accessible.
But you keep knives, spoons, forks all separate.
I do, because then when it's time to unload, bingo, right in the drawer.
Oh.
Just my way
of
doing it.
Hold on a minute. Now, earlier, Hoda said something.
I said you have two options. Either you organize it, putting it in, or you bingo when you take it out. You just go, oh, here's a fork, here's a spoon, here's a knife. Like, I organize it on the other end when
I
empty
it. But it sounds like
that's
if you organize it on the first end, it helps you with the organization on the last end.
Babs is always...
These are very heavy questions.
They are. But Babs, could you ever imagine... imagine you'd be a TikTok star?
Not in a million years. Or I'd be on the Today Show.
Oh, my God. We love you. And I know your daughters are here. You got a cool crew. So we're just happy.
I'm very blessed. And I'm blessed to be here.
Oh, we love that you're here. Thank you, guys.
Coming up next, longtime host says so long.
Yeah, so Justin has the scoop on the late night shakeup after this.
It's one of our favorite times of the week, and I know it's yours too, when we get to check in with our pal and e-host, Justin Sylvester.
Okay, he's got the scoop on all the hot celebrity headlines. Hi, Justin.
Good morning, guys. You know, I just had to sweep up all this information I got this morning.
I know.
It came in like a storm.
Okay, so first of all, there's a big movie trailer.
Everybody's talking about it.
Yes, everybody is talking about what Marvel just dropped. Now, I know it's not the Rihanna album we wanted. I know it's not the Renaissance visuals we've been asking Beyonce for, but it's something bigger. It is the trailer for Wakanda Forever, which is the sequel to Black Panther. Everybody has been talking and speculating for the last 2 years who's going to be the next Black Panther.
Do we know?
Is it a woman?
We have no idea, but look at the last still of that trailer. I have a photo for you. Does that not look like a woman to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Our Black Panther is going to be a kick butt female. I have a feeling. I'm not going to say who I think it is because Marvel might come and sue me.
No,
Marvel might come and sue me.
Well, okay, we don't want to sue. Just call us after.
It's going to be big.
Okay, call us later.
Okay, there was a big announcement around the late night world. It kind of surprised us.
Yeah, me too.
I am shocked right now because Trevor Noah said after 7 years of hosting The Daily Show that he is bowing out, but he's going out on a high note saying that this was the experience of a lifetime and he had such a joy hosting the show, but he's ready for his life to evolve. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I haven't seen the short list for who to replace him, but I'm sure there is a funny black guy with curly hair and charisma around here somewhere.
Yeah,
have you guys seen him somewhere?
Beautiful in a turtleneck. We know you one know person. But that's a good idea.
I think that's a great idea. I also think a great idea might be a woman again.
Yeah, totally.
Come on, where it's time.
Okay, so let me tell you this.
Okay.
If you're like me and you're going to miss Trevor Noah on The Daily Show, don't be too upset because if you flip over to Peacock, Amber Ruffin has the same delivery. She's funny. Her timing's good. And I really think that if you're going to miss Trevor Noah, all you have to do is find Miss Ruffin and you're going to get your feel.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like Trevor's been kind of busy outside of work, too.
Yeah.
Girl, did you see those photos too?
Yeah, okay. We did.
I was not going to bring it up, but you know, everybody's been saying he's been canoodling with Dua Lipa, so he might be going on that world tour after all.
All right.
Wow.
Now, we always like to know what you're watching, Justin. You got a show that we should catch up on?
All right, ladies, the minute you clock out at 11:01, I need you to rush home. I need you to turn your phone off and pull a Kathy Lee and pop open the crispest Chardonnay you have in your cellar. And turn on Reboot on Hulu. It is from Steve Levitan, the master behind Modern Family.
Ooh.
And it's a 2000 sitcom that gets rebooted. And the dysfunctional TV family has to work through all of their issues from the past. Now, this is a satire. Paul Reiser, Johnny Knoxville, Keegan-Michael Key.
This looks amazing.
But you guys, the best part about this whole thing, I'm giving roses to Judy Greer today. Do you know who Judy Greer is?
Yes. Are you kidding?
Judy Greer has been the best friend for the last 25 years, and she finally gets her moment in the sun. This is her moment.
Oh,
you guys have got to watch it. It is so funny.
Justin, we can't wait. By the way, have you seen Bad Sisters? If not, I haven't been able to see you recently to recommend, but have you seen Bad Sisters? Because if so,
we're going to talk about it next week
because
Bad Sisters is on. You have to watch
call
it, especially
me.
If you have sisters.
Don't you love Bad Sisters? Okay, text me later. All right, coming up, Maury Housley. Did I say it wrong? I'm sorry, Tamara.
It's okay.
I can't speak on a living life this
morning. Whenever we read phonetics, we blow it. Anyway, she has paved the road to success. Great book out. A lot to talk about coming up after
Tamara,
this.
Tamara Maury.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least
least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Tamara Mori Housley has been acting since she was a teenager. Of course, one of her most famous roles was starring alongside her twin sister, Tia. That popular show, Jenna and Barbara.
Our favorite.
We used to. Sister.
Is it weird to say we pretended we were y'all? Well, we did. Now, after more than 25 years in the industry, she's put her experience in a new book called You Should Sit Down for This, a memoir about life, wine, and cookies. All of our favorite things.
Of course.
And look what she brought us. She brought us some.
Yes, I thought it was too early to actually have some wine.
Okay.
It is.
So I thought of tea. I love tea.
Cookies.
Tea and cookies. Chocolate chip cookies are my absolute
favorite. And this is your
recipe? Well, it's not my personal recipe, but it's a really good recipe. There are tons of chocolate chip cookie recipes, but this one is special because you have to make sure that it doesn't have too much flour.
Okay.
It's not overbaked, and you know it has that crunch, but also chewy.
We're gonna dig in. So I like the title is like you better sit down for this. Why do we need to sit down?
Well, one, I just want you guys to join me in this book. I didn't want to feel like I was talking at you because I give lots of advice. And I have these Tamara-isms in my book. And one of the most annoying things for me just growing up, when people kind of give, you know, their advice, you don't want to feel like they're talking at you or telling you what to do. I just want to feel like, you
we're
know,
all together here.
We're all together. We're all learning. We're experiencing this journey, you know, of life together. And that's why I want you all to just sit down with me, have some tea,
Some wine, cookies.
Yeah.
Okay, so you, I was saying before we were on air, you grew up in Texas.
Killeen, Texas.
Killeen,
and
Texas.
Sometimes Madral comes out.
I love it, girl.
Sitting next to you.
I love it. And y'all actually performed at the State Fair.
We did.
Under, like, Big Tex.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You're my idol.
The fried pickles and the fried Twinkies. Have you had? Had those?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my gosh. They're amazing. But, yeah. Like in the summer, my sister and I, we were called TNT Dynamite, and I talk about it. Get it? TNT.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Dynamite.
Look at y'all.
We were like just explosively good. Not really. But we just had so much fun just doing routines, and that's kind of like how my career, there's my sister. That's how, you know, our career started. We started dancing, then we were in pageants, and I talk about my pageant world. It was not for me.
Yeah.
And then we got on TV.
I mean,
and then
sister.
Boom. I mean, that was such an explosion. And you know what's interesting? You have this life when we watched you on TV and people probably were like, everything's going, but dating was not a part of your life. Even though I'm sure everyone assumed she must have a boyfriend, she's famous.
Yeah.
How come you chose not to date?
Well, I actually did. But I started later.
Yeah.
So in high school, I was very, very focused on my career, obviously, but I loved school. I graduated with honors from Birmingham High School, and I graduated with honors from Pepperdine University.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I didn't start dating until I would say, and plus my mom, she wouldn't, no, we started dating around like the 18, 19, and I didn't truly start taking it seriously until I was actually like 22, 23, and I met my husband, Adam, hi baby, I met him at 20, 25, so yeah, my sister and I, we definitely were late bloomers in the dating world, and it wasn't fun, I will tell you that, but I did date. I think it's important to date. You got to know what you like and what you want.
Right.
You know, I love the way you talk about your sister.
Yeah.
We.
Like
everything is
right.
We.
Like you. Like
It reminds me so much.
Twins are, you know, very, I mean, we're special, you know, we split into a shared history and a shared
mm-hmm. perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your sister just announced that she's mm-hmm. going to be getting a divorce.
Yes.
Does like a half of your heart break for her?
You know, I support her.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever she wants, the mm-hmm. Maurys have her back. Mm-hmm. I love her dearly. She is strong. But I know right now she just kind of just wants to, you know, just kind of just process it all, take it mm-hmm. all in and, you know, be a little private about that. Yeah. And, you know, as a sister, you know, I'm just going to respect that.
Totally.
You know?
Of course. Of mm-hmm. course.
You are so, you're like an incredible person.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
The advice that you give and have in this life that you've lived already, it's incredible.
I've either been here before.
Yeah.
I know. I'm a very old soul. And that's what I talk about as well. I have all this wisdom within me. And I'm finally accepting that is my gift. That is who I am. And you could be wise, fun, cool, you know, have fun. But I was always the one, like, you know, when somebody does something crazy, I'm like, no, I don't have to do that. So can't y'all see what's going to happen afterwards?
Oh, like you were kind of...
You were level-headed.
Very.
And listening, listening to your gut.
Always. 100%. Your gut... It's another Tamara-ism, but I think you guys all know that.
Yeah.
But your gut will never leave you astray. You just have to learn, get all the outside noise out and hear your own inner voice.
How do you do that?
And meditate and practice it. Yeah. Alone time, that me time, is very, very, very
important. By the way, your chapter on sexuality.
Yeah, we have I wish there was more time.
Yeah, we need more time. I'm like, let's eat the cookies and dip. Right.
And let's dip that.
Yes, dip it.
Oh, you're a dipper.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you. And y'all should check out. You should sit down for this. And by the way, you should sit down while you read it at today.com/books. Mm-hmm. Isn't this delicious?
These are insane.
Yeah. Tamara. Okay. What's better than one talented chef in the kitchen?
Amazing.
About two. We got something sweet for us coming up right after this.
Yeah,
oh my God, Tamara. Boy, do we love it when Marcus Samuelson stops by, because we know we're going to eat. We're going to eat well. And he brought along his chef de cuisine, Garrett Bowe.
Garrett,
look at you.
Yes, she's everything.
Tell us a little bit about Garrett.
What island are you from, Garrett?
So I am from Grand Bahama.
Oh.
In the Bahamas. Wow.
And you actually are the head chef.
She's the boss.
She's the boss at one of your new restaurants, right?
Marcus and Bob Marr.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some fun stuff going on that I think you guys should come down to for our food festival.
It's October 21st to the 23rd.
Awesome.
We'd love to. And by the way, you're going to be one of the chefs headlining the first ever Bahamas Culinary Arts Festival at Bahamar.
Okay, so
what did y'all bring?
What's happening here?
Well, she's doing a tropical salsa there. We've got some passion fruit, some mango, some leeches that we love.
Now, where can you get all this stuff if it's, you know?
Yeah. Go to Bahamas.
Yeah.
if you can't go to the Bahamas, where do you go? Frozen?
You know, leeches you can find. Oh, whoa, what's happening here?
I don't know. You've got a lot going on.
I know. So, leeches you can find.
So we should point out, we're going to make a French toast with a fruit topping thing. So,
we're making the
toppings. Can I ask a question about that ingredient that's still left behind? What is that?
This is passion fruit.
That's passion fruit. No, I was talking about those little seeds.
The passion fruit.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. So you need leche, you need mango.
Do you know who's going to open the Culinary Arts Festival at Bahamar?
Mm-hmm.
Boys to Men.
Wow.
You need to be there.
Wait, Boys to Men.
Boys to Men, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to mess it up. I'm not. Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
All right, so you got the fruit cut up. You're going to cook it up. And look what we got Marcus doing here.
I got coconut milk. I got eggs. I got a little bit of honey and cinnamon. And then we're going to toast it off.
What kind of bread? You just used whatever.
Brioche, because I knew like Jenna and
Joe.
Fancy. It's got
fancy.
Okay, so you just cook up this bread.
Yes.
It's just like, and what is that, just butter?
Butter.
Okay.
And then it's really been soaking in this coconut milk with the egg. And then we're going to top it off with this beautiful salsa, tropical salsa that we have there.
Okay.
And some hot chocolate.
What do you mean hot chocolate?
It's chocolate sauce right here.
Oh, melted chocolate?
Melted chocolate.
Okay, wait. Tell us what you love about the Bahamas, guys.
Listen, it's everything. It's like hot water, wonderful, you know, the oceans are beautiful, tons of beautiful islands, and the vibes are great. And, you know, for this Culinary Arts Festival, Daniel Boulud is coming down.
Yeah. Wow.
Carla Hall is coming down.
Yeah.
Aaron Chef Minsai is coming down. Voice to Man is performing.
Voice to Men?
Hold on, Jenna's coming down.
Oh, yes. My God.
And Al is from Bahamas. So everybody should be there. You know, Al Roker's family.
Brilliant.
From Bahamas.
Yeah.
Is Al Roker coming?
We're trying to get him. His mom is from Bahamas. He should definitely be there.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. Do you live there part of the time, Marcus?
Or? I'm there a lot. But, you know, Garrett is really the one running the show there. She's amazing.
Garrett, I am tasting this.
Oh, yeah, I want to try.
This is delicious.
Delicious, right? Oh,
thank you.
And I feel like you could make any sort of forms of this for your kids at home, like with strawberries, with whatever's in season.
By the way, the chocolate is really the selling point, isn't it?
And then the fresh fruit. And you know what? Any fruit that you love. This is a perfect brunch meal. And super delicious, right? What's happening there?
Sorry, Marcus, there was something stuffed right there in my throat.
Is it the rum? Or what is it?
Is there rum on here? No.
It should be rum.
It was a little lychee just stuffed right in the throat.
Okay, anyway, there you go.
This is amazing.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. You did great, by the way.
Garrett, thank you.
Good job.
For this recipe, head to day.com/food.
Coming up next, a popular TikTok doc with the newest in-office beauty treatments, quick, easy, you can do at home. Coming up after that.
Well, eating with a full mouth, you did that well.
I had a bad,
I mean, she
bad
really
manners,
did.
But I had to
she really did, but this was okay, when you're scrolling through TikTok, you may have seen some of Dr. Rita Linkner's videos on everything from injectables to hair regrowth to the importance of sunscreen.
So we called up the board-certified dermatologist to tell us about some of the newest beauty tweakments that you can do at your doctor's office and at home. It's so good to see you. We're happy you're here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we know Botox is wildly popular, but there is another place they can go.
Yes, so there's a brand new, it just got FDA approved last month. It's a super neuromodulator that's coming out in 2023. It's called Daxibotulinum Toxin A. The trade name is going to be Daxify.
Okay.
Daxify. Okay. So get excited for this one. I know my forehead's excited for it.
So what's different from Botox? Why would you do that?
So everyone knows the other competitors on the market. Botox gets that cachet. It was the first one that was FDA approved 30 years ago. This is the first new peptide technology. It allows this molecule to bind to the receptor even tighter. So the duration's going to go from what's on label right now, 3 to 5 months, to 6 to 9 months with Daxify.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
And I'm sure, when will it be available?
2023. So everyone buckle up for that.
All right. Great. Okay. So now we have some new sheet masks.
Yes.
This is something we can all do at home.
Okay. Oh, we're getting up. Okay.
Come on over.
Okay. What you got?
All right. So this is a really common mask that I use in the office after laser procedures like radiofrequency microneedling.
It feels kind of really moisturizing.
Really, yeah.
And the cool thing about this one, it's a dual mask. The first mask, sheet mask, is wet. This is great for hydration.
Jenny, you're gorgeous
already. Jenny's like, wow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, Jenny's like, this is cool.
So Jenny
I bet that feels good.
Mom of two. She works here at Union Square Place. She spends her day with moms and kids, and this is a great self-care mask.
Can I feel it?
Done that? Does it feel good, Jenny?
Hold on, we're gonna get the second. So this is the dry mask that goes on top. The cool thing here is its micro currents are being created between the mask. No batteries needed. You're getting
micro currents.
So you're driving. Hydrating
it's that little thing.
Yes.
Is it that thing?
Do you feel something?
A little tingling, but mostly soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're driving hydrating peptides, just vitamins and minerals deep into the skin, so it brings down a lot of the downtime after laser procedures in office. I did this one last night to myself to get myself ready for today, though. It's
your skin is gorgeous.
I know, it really is.
All right.
Were you born that way?
Yeah, she was.
And I got a couple of good doctors on the Rolodex.
Yeah, well, let's come right here.
Dr. Rita, some of us have lost eyelashes and eyebrows.
Yes, we need something
This
here.
Is like a help serum that helps them grow back?
Yeah, so I think as we grow up, there's just chronic manipulation that goes on with lashes
and brows,
right? So they get thinner, more sparse. This is an Obagi Nusil product. The formulation has biotin, panthenol, just a lot of vitamins and minerals that help the anagen phase of hair growth, which is a 30-day long phase. So,
show me what you do.
You apply it.
To your
Go ahead.
You can do it. To your eyeliner?
You can do it right
above. Do you do it before bed?
Lash line. You do it at night. Okay. The cool thing is you can actually also do it on your brows.
Oh, so
this works for eyebrow and eyelash.
It has another product that has the applicator for the brows, too, but you can use this one also for the brows.
You know what,
you're checking out the before and after.
Can I just say my favorite thing is this four shot? Just look. you're just so casually
I know, Jenny. And Jenny Did she say, can I try it?
She's like, just grab it off the table.
How much is
it? It's all yours.
So it retails for around $100. It's a great product if you're someone who's sparser and looking to really thicken the density of your hair.
Does it only last as long as you keep applying it? Or
it's the type of thing that works. Keep going. Keep
moving.
You can
never stop. Okay, now what is this cream?
Okay, this is Emipel. This is a great skincare line if you're in that perimenopausal, menopausal phase of life. Remember, women hit menopause around the age of 50. You're going to live a third of your life postmenopausally. Mm-hmm. And the skin changes drastically with menopause because the estrogen content comes down.
So what is
so
this?
The active, ingredient is a synthetic estrogen.
Really good. Try
it's really great for hydration.
Ooh,
if you feel like you're dull and you're losing that elasticity, it's great.
Like that?
The eye cream's great too.
What's this, eye cream?
That one's the eye cream. This is the night cream. It also combines retinol in here, niacinamide. So it's a nice 3-for-1 kind
of product. That's really awesome. Okay,
that
lastly.
Feels great.
This is a beverage.
So nutraceuticals are the big thing. People are doing collagen supplements, pills. I think there's a little bit of fatigue with that. The nice thing with this, it's a 0.8-ounce shot.
But what is
What are we going to take?
Collagen, peptides, antioxidants. This is really
what is it good for? What's it good for?
If you're trying to protect yourself from the sun, radiance, brightening, it's a daily shot that you can take in the morning, and it tastes good.
It's not going to cause any sort of stomach effects to her.
Go for it.
I have an interview right after.
Tell me, Jenna, what do you think?
A little bitter. A little bitter, but it's not bad.
It's like cough syrup, but with a little bit of lemon.
Yeah. It's got a little spice to it, but if you're really trying to stimulate your day, it's a good way to jumpstart
it. Does it stimulate?
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.
Tomorrow, actress Chloe Grace Moretz will be here.
Oh, we love her. Plus, Chef Ann Burrell, she stops by to give us some tips for the perfect pot roast.
Oh, yeah, I've been wondering about that.
I know, you love a pot roast.
Great day.
Right, look at this. Wait, hold on.
What?
Hold on. Go back to the leather. Go back to the leather. Excuse me.
Bye.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.